It was almost a year ago in November that this community supported a referendum, and we can't thank them enough. And as we led into that referendum, if you recall, we talked about making sure our tax rate would stay level, even though we incorporated a referendum component. And that is our goal. So tonight, we're culminating the end of our process of doing our budget. And it's been an 18-month process as we put this together. But the long, tall, and short of it, as we move forward, we'll again see keeping that tax rate level. So that's incredibly important to us. We're able to do that because of our assessed value of our community. And again, that's a great opportunity for us to get the dollars that we need for our school children, but then again, to keep that tax rate level for our taxpayers.
Dr. DeMuth, what about Auxilio? The deadline is October 13th. What's going to happen?
Yes, we are following the contract. We did send a letter of breach initially for our first 30 days. We did then send a second letter because we had another 30 days that we had to wait for them to repair or fulfill the contract. And so that date of our separation at this point in time is October 13th. And we are preparing for taking on those routes and making sure that we have enough buses. The board has been great to work with in terms of supporting, trying to take it all in-house and have enough buses and drivers to go ahead and take those 42 routes and make sure that they're driven by our own buses and our own drivers.
You have been running ads everywhere, including this radio station. How are you doing on finding drivers? That was an issue before. Now, you raised the amount of money, but how are we doing?
Well, this evening the board will be taking action on the personnel report, and you'll see about 15 people who we are going ahead and putting through the training process. And so what happens is they go through the training process, and hopefully they pass or they finish the training process, and then we'll be able to use those folks as drivers. And it's a very intense process. Obviously, those people are driving our children around. So it's a very intense process. We want to make sure they know exactly what they need to do and to how to operate that bus and how to work with our children. So again, it's not just a sign a piece of paper and you get to go drive a bus. It's a very extensive, intense process. And so we want the right people, and hopefully they'll finish and we'll be able to incorporate them into our driver pack.
Dr. DeMuth, cool. Is the additional money attracting people, because it was a problem before to get people to apply?
Do you know what? I believe so. We are getting a lot of people who have other positions or are possibly doctoral students from Indiana University working on their dissertations, and so it seems to be working out for them. So I would have to say that when the board did increase those salaries, we have had people that we hadn't seen before making application. Yes.
Now, in the paper today, there's a story about redistricting the school districts, not the students' school that they attend. This has to do with board members.
Yeah, don't get everybody confused on this one.
That is correct. There is a contingency of some folks who have approached the board to talk with them about the districts that our board members come from to be elected to the school board. It has nothing to do with student attendance districts. So there is a big separation, a complete different opportunity that we have in front of us. This is for our elected school board. And so tonight, our attorney, Mr. Tom Bunger, will update the board on the process, because there have, about every couple of years, the board relooks at this. And so, again, these folks have come forward. Our attorney, Mr. Bunger, will update the board again on the process. And he actually did the last redistricting. So he was explaining it to me that he had all this drawn out, this paperwork at that point in time on his conference table, and he actually drew the last districts. So he will be able to explain the process to everyone and what we've done in the past.
And I guess the main question would be, what determines those districts? Is it population? Is it because of growth and decline? Is there a certain year? Is it every 10 years, every 5 years that you look at this? Or is that something maybe that needs to be written down? And I guess my second question will be, do the school district rep or the school board representatives, do they need to be in districts, or is it, or could you run this as more of an at-large type thing?
So those are great questions. Right now, to try to make sure that all of our districts are covered, the board members come from various districts in the community. However, all of our taxpayers have the opportunity to vote for all school board members. So it's not like the taxpayers in that district are the only ones that vote on that person.
Right.
All of our community members can vote for all of the school board members, although we try to make sure that we have complete coverage of our city and our county so that we have representatives that come from those various areas. So that's what we've used, and I think at this point the board is going to listen to that. The board did revisit this about 2 years ago and decided not to do anything because they felt that the districts were appropriate. I think, you know, again, the board will listen to that and then make a decision as to if they want to relook at or redo something with those districts.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of the MCCSC. And Dr. DeMuth, you have some bragging rights out there, 12 National Merit Scholars.
You know what? I can't say enough about these students. We have 4 National Merits at North, and then the rest of them, 8 of them at Bloomington High School South. These students work so diligently. And, you know, when I always think about it, when I was in school, we had these people who were really smart, but you never saw them, right? They were just,
right,
like, really smart. I didn't identify well with those people. These are students who not only are they brilliant, but they're in all kinds of things. Sometimes when I listen to all the activities these kids do, I'm exhausted listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
They are phenomenal students. And so I can't say enough about these kids, because they are not just those students I related to. They are the students who are extremely active in their schools and their communities and their families and their churches, and they do extremely well academically.
You wanted to mention the Million Fathers.
Yes, we want to thank, we had a wonderful group from the Bloomington Commission on the Status of Black Males, who actually did a march, a Million Father March, and they greeted our students as they came into Arlington Heights Elementary School the first day of school. And the chairperson was Cornelius Wright, and it was great. Those kids were so excited because all these fathers were high-fiving them, and I can't thank them enough. It's so important that our students have male role models, and these folks took time out of their day to greet all these kids coming into school, and those kids talked about that the entire day. So we want to thank them, and we really appreciate all their efforts.
And finally, Judy, BTV, Bachelor Television, is still winning all kinds of awards.
You know, I don't know how he does it, but Jeff Rudkin, you know, is just iconic. He continues to work with our children, and again, out of California, a competition that's very intense. Our kids do extremely well, and once again, tonight we'll be talking a little bit about that. A number of students who actually got awarded by a very elite group looking at the work they did. So thanks so much to Jeff Rudkin and all of his students, because so many of those kids go on in that kind of arena, and they come back and thank Jeff for getting them started. So we want to thank him for everything he does.
Board meeting starts at 6 o'clock. There is public comment available. Anything you want to add?
Again, anybody who would like to apply for a wonderful job as bus driver, we're always accepting applications.
Perfect. And meeting, obviously, tonight and at the East North Southwest Drive. We can't get your compass. You'll be right
next to the new softball field.
Right next, and it looks great. The new carpet's down there. Boy, they've put in some great work getting that all finished as well. So,
you know what? Those girls deserve that. We're very excited for them, and they're very excited.
Yeah, nice to be on campus as well, like you mentioned, and that's part
right.
of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great job as always. We always appreciate your insight. And meeting time tonight, Keith,
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. We'll see everybody tonight. Thank you, Dr. DeMuth.
Thank you. Bye now.